We need to talk. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that's fine. That isn't a problem. Because ordinarily, it's not a problem. It's the opposite of a problem. It's, you know, tiny little things like there's only one parachute or the detonator goes off in 10 seconds. Tiny little unimportant things. But this time it isn't a tiny unimportant thing. It's a big thing. A massive thing. It's this giant thing. And we need to talk. And you're not taking this seriously, are you? You aren't taking me seriously. Which is, I'm serious. I am so, so serious. So I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to ease into it. I'm just going to say it. Not that I have actually said it yet, because we've been partners for a long time. Only we haven't, because, well, we're assassins. And time is relative when you're an assassin, but we have been partners for relatively a long time. And it's been good. It's been so good. We are doing so well. We are so good. We are extremely rich and we are not dead. And when you're an assassin, that means that you are doing something right. And we are doing everything right. Only we're not. Because we need to break up. We need to dissolve the partnership. And yes, I did say that. And no, I'm not joking. This is my serious face. You know my serious face. This is not squinting. Okay. We're not doing that. We're not having banter. We are not doing that. This is a serious conversation. There are no explosions, no bad guys, no distractions. It's just you, me, and this conversation. No? What do you mean no? No, I don't think you quite understand. No, I mean yes, but also no. No, stop it. This is not a request. This is not a choice. This is just a formality. This is just me telling you. Because I feel like I should. I could have just faked my death, but yes, if I had done that, you would have gone on a quest for revenge, and it would have been very, very, very bloody and very violent. And it would have been even more awkward at the end of it when you found out I was still alive. So I thought best to avoid all of that and just say it. We need to break up. We need to dissolve the partnership. Not break up, because we're not breaking up. I mean, we're breaking up, but not breaking up. What? I don't know what you're talking about. No. You're not doing that. You're not doing that playful, flirty... No. See, that... That's part of the problem. That is... You do that a lot. You do that a lot, and I don't like it. I mean, I do like it because you're very disarming. You're charming. You have a very high charisma skill. But I'm not jealous. I don't get jealous because there is no reason to get jealous, and I don't know why I even mentioned jealousy, because it's not important. It's so, so not important. Why did you even bring it up? Bring it up. You. Yes. No, you did. You totally brought it up. It was all you. That was you. No, it wasn't me. Why would I mention being jealous? Because I'm totally, absolutely not jealous. I have no reason to be jealous. I don't mind when you flirt. I am perfectly fine with you flirting. And with you being flirted with in return. I mean, that is fine. That's so, so fine. That's just... You know, it's wonderful. I love that. It's great. I love it. I really, really love to see you flirting with girls. Just love it. Because, you're good at it. You're really good at it. You're so good at it. You're just so charming. That smile, that everything. It's just so... It's good. It's all good. Just really good. You are good, and I am not jealous, so I didn't bring it up. But since you did bring it up, I just want to say I'm not jealous at all, and I am perfectly fine with you dancing the tango with the target. So perfectly fine. I mean, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. Just so, so fine. Just so, so absolutely fine. Just so fine. Just fine. Because it's just a tango. It's just a dance. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, the tango. I mean, it was a tango, but it's just a tango. What's a tango? What is a tango? Oh, I will tell you what the tango is. A tango is the dance of passion and love and seduction. It's just a tango. And I don't care that you tangoed with the target. I mean, why would you do that? Why? No. You didn't need to separate her from the party. I mean, you did, but you didn't have to do it like that. I mean, yes, it was very effective. And yes, it was very low key. And no one noticed, which is kind of what we wanted. But it was a tango. You tangoed with her. Which isn't a problem. Totally not a problem. And no, I haven't been drinking. I wish I had, but I haven't, because that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Not that I drink. Why would I drink? It's not like I'm jealous at all. I'm not jealous. So we need to break up, dissolve, just dissolve the partnership and just go our separate ways. Very separate, just so separate. Not looking back, not gazing at you longingly, just wanting to reach out. And no, none of that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we're just not compatible. We are just so not compatible. I mean, if we tangoed, not that I would want to tango with you, not that I've thought about tangoing with you, that I've dreamt about tangoing with you, because I don't want to tango with you at all. Unless you maybe... No, of course I don't, because we're not compatible. We don't work. I mean, we do work. We've done a lot of work, and we've worked well together. We've worked so well, because we're so in sync, and it's so nice. And we can talk. We can actually talk. We can have conversations while we're killing people, which is very rare. And you know how I take my tea, and I introduce you to my corgi. Not that that means anything, because I introduce everyone to my corgi. My corgi is not a secret at all. So we're dissolving. We are dissolving, and that's a good thing. Good thing. I mean, it doesn't feel like a good thing. It feels like a great thing. Great thing. Huge relief. Just so much relief. Just so much relief. It doesn't feel like relief. I mean, it feels kind of like my heart is breaking, but it's just relief. Just an overwhelming surge of sadness. Relief. So, this is it. This is the end. This is our last dance. Should we tango? No, we shouldn't tango. Why would we tango? You only tango with targets. Wow, what was that? That was that is that's it. We don't work, and that was a sign of us not working. So let's not make this messy. Let's not prolong the agony of nothing. But let's just do it. Let's just break up. Just walk away. Just walk away and don't turn around. Don't turn around. Don't look. No, don't look. No, I mean, what? I don't know what you're talking about. So, the target's dead. And I mean really dead. Just so, so dead. Just so, so dead. I mean, yes. You could say it was overkill, but is there such a thing when you're an assassin? Yes, there is. I mean, did I really have to stab her that many times? Throw off a building? Drown the already very dead corpse? I just wanted to be certain. Just wanted to be certain that she was dead and she would never dance with you again. Because if she did that, she wouldn't be dead. And that's the only reason. The absolute only reason because I am not jealous, and I don't know why you keep saying that I am. In fact, I would ask for you to stop that. I would definitely ask for you to stop saying that I'm jealous, because I'm not jealous. Why would I be jealous? I am totally not jealous. So, it's been fun. I mean, it hasn't been fun. It's been awful. It's been so bad. So I'll just go. Sorry, what was that? What did you just say about the Russians? No, you did. You just said something. What was it? No. I don't care, of course. I absolutely do not care. The Russians have put a price on your head. Which Russians? Oh. Why are you standing in front of that window? Just, no, come over here. Don't stand in front of the window. I mean, I want to look out the window. I mean, look at that view. Look at that view. Let's just look at that view. Just make sure there are no snipers. That's just, So the Russians are after you. That is, interesting. That's so interesting. And now you don't have a partner. So you're just, you know, on your own out there. Just on your own. Just so vulnerable. Just so vulnerable. So vulnerable. I mean, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Perfectly fine. I mean, why wouldn't it be fine? You are a very experienced assassin. But it is the Russians. The Russians and the Chinese. Which Chinese? Those Chinese are... It's fine. It's so fine. It's absolutely fine. Why wouldn't it be fine? I mean, it's slightly not fine. I mean, it's really, 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 really not fine because you don't have anyone to watch your back now. You have no one to watch your back because we broke up. We broke up because I'm jealous. Not jealous. Absolutely not jealous. Stop saying that I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. I am not jealous. It's just, you know, the Russians and the Chinese. I mean, that is really bad. That's so bad. That's a problem. Just a small problem. A big problem. Why is it a big problem? Oh, the Scottish as well. And it's the really, yes, it would be those. Of course it's those Scottish, because why wouldn't it be? You are making it very hard for me to break up with you. No, it is breaking up. It's absolutely breaking up. It's not dissolving the partnership. It is breaking up because this. How am I meant to break up with you when people are trying to kill you? I can't leave you on your own. I can't let you be vulnerable because it makes my heart hurt. But it's fine because I'll just always be there. I will always be there. I will be your guardian angel and no one will hurt you. And I've said it out loud, so now you know. So now it's not fine. Bollocks. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks. No. The Russians, the Chinese, and the Scottish, and the Scottish, and the Scottish. It had to, You do realise that this means that I can't break up with you. Oh, you do. No, you do. You do. I can tell. I know that face. I know that pretty, gorgeous face that I kind of adore. A little bit. Tiny bit. Adore. Adore. I abhor. I adore. Bollocks. We can't break up. You never wanted us to break up. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Because you danced a tango with her. I mean... Oh, you just did your job. You just did your job. And you did it wonderfully because you are this legendary assassin. Just, you know, you are just so good. And you only ever worked alone. And then you asked me if I wanted to team up. Of course I wanted to team up because I've had a crush on you. And yes, a crush. A big, big, big crush. You're the only person who's ever met my corgi. My corgi is a secret. No one knows about Portly because if they did, they would laugh at me because he has a bow tie. But also they would use him against me. But I told you. because I trust you. And I shouldn't trust you. I mean, you're an assassin. But I do. Because of stuff. And said stuff has made it difficult to do my job. Just a little bit. Just a tiny, tiny little bit. Quite a lot. Because I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. You were right. You were right. You were right. I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. I'm just so jealous. Not because it's real, because obviously it's not real. When you flirt with them, when you dance a tango with them, you got tango. Sorry. It's not real. I know it's not real, but I'm jealous because I want to flirt with you, because I want to dance a tango with you. I really want to dance a tango with you. I bought a dress and everything. And, I'm in love with you. I am just so in love with you. You're just so perfect, and Portly likes you, and it's it means that I can't work with you because I get jealous of the targets. I get jealous of the targets. Why am I jealous of people we're going to kill? And then I double kill them, triple kill them, I quadruple kill them. And it's not like it's something we can charge extra for. No, we can't. We can't do that. I mean, maybe. You're so smart. You're so smart. And this is the problem. This is the problem. This isn't a problem. How is it not a problem? I'm in love with you. So what if you're in love with me? Whoa. Let's just back it up. Beep, beep. Wide load reversing. Wide load. Yes, it was in reference to my ass. Well, it's a little wide. It's not... I mean, it's just the right amount of wide. Hold that thought. So just to rewind. I'm in love with you. That's what I thought you said. Not that I actually thought you said it, but then I realised that you did say it, and that kind of threw me, and, I love you. You did say it back. I love you. And you said it back again. I love you. You did it again. You love me. You do. Right. Would you flirt with me? You do flirt with me. When? But that's banter. That's not banter. That's flirting. Oh, it's flirting. We've been flirting. We flirt all the time. Oh. So we flirt a lot. All the time. Just so much flirting. And, I love you? No, you did say it back again. So you love me. We shouldn't call the whole thing off. We should do the opposite. We should call off the calling off. We shouldn't break up. We shouldn't. And it is breaking up because you love me and I love you. And when people love each other and they... That is breaking up. That's not dissolving. That's breaking up. I don't want to break up. I will not let you break up with me. You are not breaking up with me and you don't have a choice on the matter. What do you mean, all right? You agree? Of course you agree. Why? Why did you even... It wasn't you, it was me. I love you? No? You still say it back. Right, so we are partners. We are going dancing. Why are we going dancing? We're going to do the tango. What's that? That's a rose. Is it a rose to go in between my teeth? But what about my dress? You have my dress? Of course you have my dress. You, I love you. So, just to recap, I'm jealous, really jealous, and it's been a bit of a problem, and I was trying to break up with you, actually break up, because I am jealous, just so jealous. Did I mention that I'm jealous? I'm really jealous. But now... we're in love. We've been in love for a while. I mean, I have. I don't know about you. How long? That that's how long we've been partners.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Yes, yes, I am doing that thing where I copy stuff from TV shows because I feel really overwhelmed. It's got a corgi, what do you expect? You met my corgi. You really should have known that I was in love with you when you met my corgi, you did. Ooh! Oh, why didn't you tell me? Right. Great. So I'll just go and get changed and you could have told me. You could have told me because this is not funny. This is not funny. This is hilarious. Please never tell anyone. Please never tell anyone. They would never take me seriously ever again. Don't tell Portly. You cannot tell Portly. How does he already know? You talk. You talk to my corgi. You talk. I talk to him. Oh, I'm just gonna go and get changed. And you can just laugh. And I definitely do not like your laugh, at all. Just a bit. Oh, bollocks! This is amazing. It's all right. Yes. Be right back.